first, I'd just like to say on behalf of Father Richard and all the priests and Sister Peter Marie and all the sisters, that we wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a joyful Christmas. It's a beautiful and joyful thing that we're here today to adore the Lord Jesus in the flesh. Our prophet Isaiah says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. A light indeed has shone forth for us. God has appeared. God has been made manifest." Formerly, in the old days, before the incarnation, people had spoken of God and formed human images of him in all sorts of different ways. God himself had spoken in many and varied ways to mankind, through the prophets and the patriarchs. But now, something new and magnificent has happened. The Word of God, who was with God from the beginning, who is God, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. And filled with that joy, we burst out with those angelic words, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill." Pope Benedict XVI says, we might say that following the structure of Hebrew poetry, those two parts of that verse essentially say the same thing, but from different perspectives. God's glory is in the highest heavens, but his high state is now found in the stable. What was once lowly has now become sublime. God's glory is on earth. It is the glory of humility and love. And even more, the glory of God is peace. And He alone can bring true and lasting peace to us. And he is with those who have humble hearts and those who meet him at his level, his height, the height of humility and love that we see exemplified in Bethlehem. To these people, he gives his peace so that through them peace can enter into the world, those he calls his own, bring and bear the peace of Christ. And we need that. We need that for our world. We need that for our families. We need that for our own souls. And yet this is why God has come. He's descended from his throne, the true light of the world, shining out in the darkness in a land of gloom, under the seemingly unbreakable dominion of sin and death that we live in, that we experience sometimes even in our own lives. But Jesus, the only begotten Son, has been made flesh and dwelt among us. He's done something about that dominion of sin and death. He's leapt into this land of gloom to speak words of hope and light. What wondrous love. He has made himself small, tiny, approachable. In the womb of the Virgin, he dwelt for 9 months, the very one whom heaven itself cannot contain in her womb. In her arms, Mary holds Jesus, he whom death itself cannot hold down. He who is all-powerful has placed himself in our presence, longing for our loving response, longing to stir up within us a response so that we don't remain indifferent to the incredible love of God. Nothing can be more sublime. Nothing greater than the love which thus stoops down, descends, and even becomes dependent upon us. The glory of the true God becomes visible when the eyes of our hearts are opened before the stable of Bethlehem. The one of whom the entire universe speaks, the God who sustains all things and bears them in his hands, he himself has entered into human history. He himself has become someone who acts and suffers within human history and continues to beckon us close to beckon us close to himself so that he can help us carry our burdens, so that he can transform us, heal us, and bring us eventually to everlasting life. He's done this in order to enter into our weakness, to draw close to us, to speak words of healing and consoling grace, to let us know you need not live in a land of gloom. You need not live under the domain of sin and death, under the malaise of a meaningless life. You need not fall into despair. I am with you always. And here's the sign, in Bethlehem. And here he continues with us in what we could call that little Bethlehem of the tabernacle. There, Jesus in the flesh himself. He's with us always, even unto the end of the ages. God is with us. He's entered into our midst. The all-powerful God has made himself tiny, an infant, so that even though we might initially be afraid to approach, we're filled with confidence. We need not be afraid of a tiny infant, God made flesh. And so we come to adore him, and we come to give him that which he ultimately came to take for us, our sins. Saint Jerome, the great translator of the Latin Vulgate, went to Bethlehem and spent nearly a decade in Bethlehem studying Hebrew so he could translate the scriptures. And he had this experience with the Lord in prayer, where the Lord asked him basically for a Christmas gift, present. And he thought, well, I'll give him my scriptures, do this for the glory of God. And that's all and well, but that's not what Jesus wanted from him. He proposed different things and never got the response from the Lord. So finally, exasperated, he said, Lord, what is it that you want? He said, I want your sins. I want your sins. This is why he's come. Today is born a Savior. He's a Savior to take away our sins. And so that's what we do. We want to give him those sins. Today's a day of great confidence and repentance. Lord, there's something in my life that I haven't brought to you in confession, or maybe it's been years since I've been to the confessional. This is my Christmas resolution, to unburden myself, to allow you to be the person you came to be, the divine person, the Savior of the world, to entrust myself with full confidence to your infinite love, which I see present here in the infant Jesus. The medieval theologian William of St. Thierry once said that God, from the time of Adam, saw that his grandeur provoked resistance in man, that we felt limited in our own being and threatened in our freedom. And therefore, God chose a new way. He became a child. He made himself dependent and weak, in need of our love. Now, this God, who has become a child, says to you and to me, you need no longer fear me. Come and love me. Come into this exchange of love. We need no longer fear. Be not afraid. Let us come to adore him. What a beautiful thing we'll be able to do at this very Mass, to adore the very same Jesus who is in the manger in Bethlehem. Be right here in a different type of manger, a different type of feeding trough, to feed us with his own flesh and blood. Today is born a Savior, Christ the Lord. Let us surrender to the infant Jesus. Let us give our lives to him and allow the humility of God to open our hearts to his healing graces. Come, each and every one of us, come, let us adore Christ the Lord.